Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, we're still evaluating all our options, so lots of due diligence, lots of conversations, but we're, you know, still going through the process.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the goal is to come up with the best experience we can for our fans, and yet it still has to make sense financially. And so the balancing those two things is something we're working carefully on and putting a tremendous amount of effort into.
D, and then Jimmy Haslam, owners of the Cleveland Browns and better known as the Haslam Sports Group, talking at the NFL owners meeting about the stadium issue, and basically came out and said, look, we're either going to renovate downtown or we're moving out to Burke Park, and we're going to put a dome out there. And I got no problem with this.
They basically, Andy, are, and good for them, it's business. They're dangling 176 acres in front of the city of Cleveland saying, what do you have in mind, folks? What do you have in mind? We know what we can do right here. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why even thinking about renovating the old place is even an option.
It shouldn't be.
The only thing I can think of is build a new open-air stadium downtown somewhere else.
And then you're talking about playing somewhere else again.
How much was Buffalo's?
$1.7
billion.
Build
a whole brand-new stadium.
And it's outdoor.
For Buffalo, and it's outdoor.
And by the way, do we call them the Orchard Park Bills?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't call them the Foxborough Patriots.
No. And by the way, they probably should be the Providence Patriots before they should be Boston.
Exactly.
Because it's closer to Providence than it is Boston.
Right. And that's all valid. If you must have it in the city of Cleveland, well, then spend $1.7 billion like they're doing in Buffalo and build a new open-air stadium somewhere else in the city of Cleveland. Do not put $1 billion into the old stadium. I mean, am I the only person who thinks that?
No, I think exactly the same thing.
That's preposterous.
Again, if you're going to – and if you want to stay in that stadium, you're going to lose a team for a year. You're going to. That's like – and we watched this with the Chicago Bears. We saw exactly what happened to Chicago. Chicago decided they wanted to land a spaceship inside a Soldier Field. So they said, okay, we're going to move to Illinois, University of Illinois, and now we're going to go play there for a season. And I remember being down there, and they did add a lot of seats in Champaign because I watched Ohio State play that year against Illinois. By the way, their first ever overtime win was that year, year that the Bears were down there. Ohio State's first ever overtime win.
How about that?
And I think about that and I'm like, I don't want to lose. And by the way, if you're the Haslams, okay, let's say you do need a temporary home for a year. Where are you going? I can tell you where I would go if I was Haslams.
Straight down 77, Andy.
Jeff, I can tell you where I would go.
Going to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Well, they do have the facilities, obviously, to host.
It's ready for football. It's ready to televise football. Don't say Columbus in a soccer stadium.
I'm saying I own a stadium in Columbus or I'm part, you know, I have a stadium down there already. I'm not talking about going to the Shoe, folks, for $100,000. I'm talking about playing in a soccer-specific stadium for a year that they probably have parking. They probably have all that other stuff for. So let's take a couple phone calls. Craig is in Northfield. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, man?
All right. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a different perspective. I'm a season ticket holder for 47 years. Wow. I'm a little older. And to throw around $1 billion to get the shiny penny doesn't, it's not worth it. I mean, we got to, I walk into the stadium, I tailgate every week with my family, and we walk into the stadium and we watch the Browns game. We don't care really. We get a beer and we watch the Browns game. It doesn't need to be about the shiny penny. It just needs to be functional and
structurally sound, right? And structurally sound. Is that what something, a word you would use or words you would use? The stadium needs to be structurally sound, safe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because that's one of the issues they're having right now. Is they're questioning whether the stadium is structurally sound.
Well, shore that up. That can't be that much. It's not a billion.
If they've got to get into the footers and start doing stuff like that, yeah. I mean, because they're talking about part of the reconstruction would be a service level underneath what would be the south side of the stands. And by the way, Craig, are you good going somewhere else for a year to go watch them play?
Or two.
Or two.
I'll go wherever the Browns go, damn it.
Okay, Craig, thank you. Good job. Kevin, what's up, Kev? Kev's in Cuyahoga Falls, home of the world famous Cuyahoga Falls Orchestra. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jeff, for that one. Hey, yeah, how about the Paradise Raiders, or how about the Santa Clara 49ers, which is, that's like an hour away if you've ever been out there. I mean, you're not even remotely close to San Francisco, by the way, when you're out there. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. But
oh, yeah, it's a million miles away. Feels like
it's a freaking hike. Hey, I 3 points, I think. A lot of people are talking about Burke. Give it up. Stop it. It's not going to be built in Burke. We need Burke, by the way. We have to have Burke. It's
why?
A requirement.
I'm just curious. Okay. Why? Why?
Isn't it a defense thing, Kevin? I've always heard that.
No, that's not what it is. If we want to host, so when we make presentations, well, and the team makes presentations for special events like All-Stars and things like that, basketball, anything like that, mm-hmm. One of the things that's always in that presentation is Burke, because whether you like it or not, the big money guys want that private airport. They want to land in downtown, and they want a 5-minute limo ride to the event. It has to be in there.
As confused to the 7-minute limo ride from Cuyahoga?
I'm just telling you, Andy, I've had my eyes on those proposals. I know I've seen them, and it's in there, and it's like the cherry on top of the whipped cream, and the partners and the guys, you know, the big money guys like to see that because they get to use their private jet. They get to fly into that airport. They're right in downtown. They love that. I mean, it is a plus when we make proposals for like All-Star games and things like that. It really is. It's a plus for us. So, If you ever want a big event from an NFL or an NBA or Major League Baseball, Burke is going to stay, and it's going to be part of the proposal. It just is. So, I mean, you're not going to get rid of that.
Okay.
The other thing is, yeah, like we talked about already, you travel around. There's so many stadiums, not even in a downtown, so it's ridiculous. And by the way, the reason a lot of those stadiums are outside of the downtown is because it's so much easier from traffic perspective to get in and out of those stadiums. I mean, Arlington is a great example. It's easy to get in and out of Arlington. If you had that thing in downtown Dallas, it would be a nightmare to get in and out of there. Same thing with San Francisco. If it was in downtown San Fran, it would be a nightmare to get in and out of there. So I have no problem with them moving just a little bit out of the downtown. None whatsoever. And, I mean, that's totally fine. And Andy, I agree with you. You're basically still in Cleveland, so what the heck? What's the problem? You
that's
know
what I mean? Say. We're not changing them to the Brooke Park Browns, okay? Can we?
Right, let's exactly.
Stop. Thank you.
And
Kevin,
then my last point is, yes. We're old enough to remember the old stadium. Mm-hmm. Come on, really? You know what our fan enhancement experience was? Because we won games. That was it. End of story. We didn't have anything other than we won games.
And we liked it.
We had big troughs, too. Big troughs.
Careful.
Ooh.
Can't
careful.
Go too far in this, but careful. We had troughs there, too. So. Okay.
Yeah, the bathroom situation was less than pleasant. But
this
guess
is true.
What? We still went there, and we still watched our
And
friends.
We still cheered. That's right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep. And you were still able to use a facility. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we loved it.
And we loved it. And we're good. So give the afternoon
do you
morning
think,
show something to rip
do
on.
Do you think the city could come up with another idea that would make the Haslams not think about Brooke Park and not think about not think about their two options that they threw out.
The mill?
Well, do you think the city the city could do it? I mean, you and I can sit here and throw out, you know, spots
I got to tell you, I thought it was
But could the city do it?
The silliest one was the Channel 3 FBI building over there. Like, that to me, just, I was like,
Tearing down perfectly good facilities?
Yeah, why are we kind of trying to squeeze this into this little box over here? That didn't make a whole lot of sense. No, there is land.
But there's a lot of space over on that side of town.
You got the same problem with trying to get in and out of the city. I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than trying to get to the stadium on game day.
I just think there's a third option that's missing in these talks.
Okay.
And you know, the Haslams threw out, we're thinking of two things, 176 acres in Brook Park or renovating the old place. Well, how about building a new open-air facility somewhere in the city of Cleveland? If everybody's gung-ho about that.
Dan, what's the latest on the soccer stadium that's supposed to come in here, too? We're talking about two stadiums, too, by the way.
I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head, besides that they've thrown out renderings and general ideas.
Do you know where that was supposed to be? On the other side of the freeway from the ballpark, right?
I think it's on the other side of the ballpark.
Yeah, I still think that, maybe you got to move the post office or you got to move some stuff over there by the middle.
They said the post office isn't big enough.
That land over there isn't big enough?
Orange Avenue stuff.
So, I mean, that might be another place. I unless you want to start moving onto the east side of town or west side of town, there might be some open land. Do you think the clinic is going to start giving up land? Opportunity corridor. You want to put it over there?
Land. Well, there's plenty of open land over on off of Opportunity Corridor.
Yeah, enough for a stadium though. Are you looking at traffic?
You apparently 176 acres will get it done. So I'm sure you can find 176 acres somewhere.
We were talking about this on the way in. That Opportunity Corridor is probably one of the most brilliant things that this city has done in decades. Just that the thought of having that and the ability to get to the east side without having a trillion lights from downtown or getting from the east side downtown has just been, I don't know. To me, that's one of the smartest things we've ever done. Let's go to Doug and Shaker. Hi, Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, you guys.
Hey.
Hi, Doug.
Well, listen, I want to tell you, they're going to be building a new stadium. And this is a little inside information that nobody really knows about.
Here we go.
When they built that stadium and they build the frame, there's rivets that go inside those steels. Now, the rivets that they sent were supposed to be held, the 3.8 magnitude earthquake. Mm-hmm. They sent the wrong rivets. Not that it's not safe, but they didn't have time to make them, and they were sent the wrong ones. And that's the truth. And this, you can look into the city on that, and that's another bug that's
Doug, aren't the footers, help me with this, aren't the footers from the original stadium too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the rivets that go into the steel, they're not the right rivets, and they didn't have time for them to resend the right ones, and that's the truth. That's in documents, and you can check that out, and I'll hang up and listen.
Like, Doug, good stuff, man. That's just like, you know, I went out and I bought something, needed AA batteries, and next thing I know, it was a 9-volt. Can you believe they put 9-volt batteries in that stadium?
Nice.
I could talk. You know, I could talk about this for all 4 hours. The bottom line is we need something that we can use more than 15 times a year.
Do you think they could build something else in the city of Cleveland somewhere?
Yeah, I do.
See, that's where I think...
I don't have a problem with that either.
If the city has anything that, you know, if the city's fired up about the Brook Park thought,
yeah,
well, then present a good option for them.
Hey, here's another one. Hey, city of Cleveland, get your land back. It was your land at one point.
Well,
try to work something out with Brook Park. Does Brook Park want to handle the police services
and
all those? The
Haslams already have the option for that, Andy, for the 176 acres.
Yeah, the land itself is the Haslams.
But to try and annex it?
Well, they did it once before they flipped the land.
At this point, hey, Brook Park, they're getting ready to put something that would really boost your tax base. We'd like it back.
So come up with some kind of revenue sharing.
Hold on. Here's Brook Park.
What do they say? Hey, Cleveland, where were you when the Ford plant went under? Were you helping us out then? Is that what they're saying? Am I getting too political on this? Am I getting too political?
Yes, you are.
216-474-0092. All right, we'll continue talking about football. There were some rule changes, all kinds of stuff going on. So Chris Ostenheimer is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose at 1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're talking about the stadium, you know, Dome. We're talking about Dome versus Brook Park, right? And I think everyone's been talking about it for the last 2 days now, especially because Dee and Jimmy Haslam talked about it at the owners' meetings, and this is what we're down to. And I don't know. It just seems pretty clear-cut to me on what might happen. I don't think anything's ever going to happen until I actually see it. I mean, we've lived in Cleveland long enough to know that politics and red tape, and there are going to be issues, and we'll see what happens. The two bottom line things for me, is it worth putting $1 billion into the stadium we currently have?
No.
And can we use a venue more than 15 times a season?
Would you?
That's it.
Give me an answer. Should you put $1 billion into the place on the lakefront?
No.
Okay.
No.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I wish that's my biggest takeaway from this whole thing. I'll be honest with you. I wish the city would come out and just go, hey, you know what? Hey, we're happy. This is great. This is going to leave them in the region. We know that hotel rooms are still going to get filled in downtown Cleveland when the Browns are playing home.
And they are.
Yeah, of course. And we know that our businesses will be used on Saturday night and, you know, Sunday morning, the way they were before. So that's really not going to get changed. And we have this wonderful opportunity to develop the lakefront. We have this wonderful opportunity to think out of the box and be forward thinking and try to create something new, that they've given us this blank canvas if we take down the stadium and do something else with it. And have forethought and be visionaries and just make us proud to say that these are the people that are running the city of Cleveland. But that's not going to happen either. We're just going to sit here and have people listen to people complain and moan. And, you know, there are just people that want to moan about stuff. I mean, I get that way sometimes.
I would love to see the city of Cleveland, if the city of Cleveland doesn't like the idea of $1 billion into the old place, and by golly, I sure hope
they don't. Why is the city of Cleveland in the stadium business anyway? Can we ask that question?
Well, and I'll follow that up in a minute because I was just going there as well. I would love to see the city come up with another idea. Okay? Hey, we have this site. We have this much money. Let's do this. And if you really want the stadium in the city limits and all that stuff, well, then come up with an idea. Come up with something other than, hey, we have a stadium on the lakefront. Let's continually dump money into it. That said, I've always had a little pet peeve about facilities, and I know people want them all to be publicly funded or privately funded. That's not realistic.
Saw it happen in Columbus, and it turned out pretty well.
However, it can be done.
Yeah.
And I've always thought this, a football stadium of all the facilities, if it's open air, is the one that should be privately funded. And I say that because you don't use it very often. I don't see it as a huge benefit for the city, any city, and not just our city, any city. I don't see it. Baseball, I don't really see it, because what do you use Progressive Field or any other Major League Baseball ballpark for?
You can have concerts there.
Like,
that's about it.
Like one or two a year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So you use that place 83-4 times a year. Five. Okay. I mean, not very many. Other than baseball, it's not used very much. So you could make the argument that those should actually be privately funded. Publicly funded facilities, an arena gets used over 300 times a year. All kinds of stuff. You're bringing in political conventions. You're bringing in Final Fours. You're bringing in conference tournaments. You're bringing in all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the one facility I think you could make the argument that the city and public funds should go towards.
I'll buy that. And let's. I don't want to kill the city on this for, you know, and I'm not. I mean, I want them to be able to do what they want. I'm just not going to freak out if the Browns move and put a dome up in Brook Park. And by the way, the history of this, if you look at it, it shows like bad turns from day one, like with stadiums and the city of Cleveland. Like, why is the city of Cleveland involved in owning stadiums? Let's face it, Jeff. They built Cleveland Municipal Stadium without a tenant. They didn't have a tenant. The Indians didn't agree to move in there. They were still at League Park. And they came down there like, okay, well, if we can fill this place up for some doubleheaders on a Sunday, we'll come down there. And there's this whole legend of
the Olympics, Cleveland Municipal.
But that's not even true either.
Yes, it is.
They wanted college football. That's what they wanted. They wanted college football games in there, and that's why.
It was also supposed to be made out of limestone.
Oh.
Instead, they went cheap and went brick.
See? All right, let's take a couple more phone calls, and then I want to move on. I want to talk about this kickoff rule, because I get tired of talking about the stadium for a second. Matt's in Lakewood. Hi, Matt.
Hey, boys. I wanted to get a proposal for a different spot. You said come up with a third option.
Yeah.
What about Steelyard Commons?
You're saying get rid of the current Steelyard Commons, or
put the stadium there
behind
it? Anything there where Steelyard Commons is really worth saving.
Well, I mean, there's stores down there. There's business owners down there and stuff. I mean,
I think that area, the stores down there are not raking in the kind of bank that a stadium couldn't.
I get it, but then you got to ask those. I mean, I understand what you're saying. If you want to put it behind it, I've always had this theory, and Jeff will agree, he's heard me talk about it, that if you were going to put a new stadium in, put it in land that was formerly part of the mill, and then you have like this great gritty feeling of, where do the Browns play? Well, the Browns play at the mill. Like,
plus, you're talking location.
That.
You can see downtown from there.
Yeah.
You got easy access to highways.
Yep. I'll buy it, Matt. I don't know that I'm getting rid of the current Steelyard Commons, but if that's something they wanted to do.
You remember...
I knew that shopping, that's a great shopping area for the folks that live around there.
Well, they were originally offered a chance to be part of Gateway, remember?
Yes. Yeah. How'd that work out?
Well, we're talking about putting $1 billion back into a stadium on the lakefront.
Katie's in Seven Hills. Hi, Katie.
Hey, good morning. This is slightly off topic, but I do know a ton about Burke Lakefront Airport. I'm a pilot who does some flying there.
Oh, ooh, nice.
All right, give us the lowdown.
Okay, so here's the thing. Cuyahoga County and Burke Lakefront are similar-ish airports, but Cleveland International Airport and Burke Lakefront, they're totally different classes of airports, different services there. They do different things. They offer different businesses there. So I just want you to think about, like, you really don't want a student pilot that would be flying at Burke taking off next to your 777 at Cleveland Hopkins.
I respect that as... a roommate of a former pilot at Kent State University, who may have flown into restricted space and never flew again. Yeah, that not me.
Right.
Friend of
mine. And then if you start shutting down Cleveland Hopkins because of the rules around game traffic, et cetera, things get really weird.
Well, why would they? I don't understand. Why would they have to shut down Hopkins for game traffic? That doesn't make sense. You got to help me with that one.
Okay, you know what? That's a fair enough point. But, I mean, when you talk about what the caller was saying earlier about all of the traffic that comes in for games, mm-hmm. when you look at the Super Bowl traffic that flies into Vegas, you know, you end up with all of these private jets there. It's going to increase traffic time. It's going to increase flight delays. It's not going to shut down, but it will make things more complicated. And then you mentioned the business owners at Steelyard Commons.
Yeah.
Burke Lakefront has 60, 70 small businesses owned by local residents.
Hmm.
We want to protect them too.
Sure.
And then,
would there be an opportunity for them to move out to Cuyahoga or even Hopkins? I mean,
yeah,
they
potentially.
Still, yeah, okay.
Potentially. Yeah. But then there's one other thing specific about Burke Lakefront that's super interesting. Cool. Is there is a missile silo there.
Where?
Not a conspiracy theory.
Okay, where is
it? It's under that old weird high school.
Really?
Yeah, just Google some pictures. It's not a secret. It's declassified. It's not a conspiracy. Just Google, like, Burke Lakefront missiles, and you can find pictures of missiles fired pointing at the city of Cleveland skyline.
So, Katie,
yeah,
tell me, is that part of what I've always heard about defense?
You know what? Historically, it was definitely true. Is that the reason now? Not 100%, but definitely it's something to consider. What is the city, what does the federal government care about that missile silo? I don't know. Do I think they're using it now? No, absolutely not. Do we want a private owner to have ownership of that missile silo? No, probably not.
No, I'll pass. That's a great point. So, Katie, what are you flying? By the way, what kind of planes are you flying?
Just general aviation, small little things, powered gotcha. Parachutes, like ultralights, just for fun.
That's cool. Okay, because Jeff and I need to ride down to Columbus. Can you take us down?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't want me taking off in my goofy airplanes coming out of Cleveland Hopkins. You want me coming out of Burke Lakefront. It'll be much better for everyone.
Gotcha. Thank you, Katie. Please stay safe in the skies. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Ooh, that was a good phone call. I'm smarter. I'm done. Hang it up. Wow, man. This could be one of the best shows we've ever had.
Can we rename the Browns?
What are we renaming them?
Cleveland Missiles.
Ooh. Are we offending any missiles on this?
Well, sure we are.
I just want to make sure. Is this senior correspondent Ed in Medina?
Yes, soon to be driving by the site.
Oh, good.
The proposed site.
Yes.
So, you know, it's what's lacking in this conversation about Brook Park would be, what are the plans for the airport renewal and renovation? Because there's only two ways to get to the airport, is Snow Road off 71 and then off 480. So imagine on game day, plus there's a park and ride. There's all kinds of stuff around there.
Ed, I brought this up too. I agree with you. Go, keep going.
You know, it's wait till, you know, from what I saw in Neotrans or something like that, these parking lots, right? So there's no parking there, right? If I'm park and ride, I'm not giving up my space for, you know, a stadium. So when parking becomes $50 per car, right? Because supposedly, you know, one of the reasons is
Hey, have you ever been downtown for a big event? 50 to 100. Big event.
Yeah, but not for the Browns game.
There are 15,000 to 20,000 parking spots available on that very plot of land.
Yes, Ed, where they have. They have
according
six
to the
lots.
Haslams.
I saw a picture of what it looks like. Six lots right there.
Cha-ching.
All on the 71 side of everything, too. Not on the airport.
And so, you know, they talk about the comparison to Foxborough. Well, that was an open area. Kraft bought it all. There's no parking outside of, you know, there. So, you know, the revenue all goes to the, you know, to the Patriots, to the Kraft family.
Same as Dallas, same as all these other stadiums.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in terms of this, what do you think it's going to be like? You arrive in your airplane, you know, from your flight at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and you can't get out of the airport because there's only two ways or three ways to get out of that stadium.
I bet you will find if you're a true Clevelander, you will find a sneaky sneak way out, and you will know what you do.
Which way would that be?
Well, maybe they have to open up other lanes. Hey, maybe they don't need the IX Center anymore.
Yeah, but that's the IX Center is, you know, that's not a conversation of you're driving into off 480 or Snow Road to get to this proposed
site.
But
maybe to go to the west side, it's a little bit easier. I mean, let's face it, Westsiders don't care about Eastsiders, so who cares? I'm just kidding, Ed.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Yeah,
I'm
you
joking.
Are. I'm just,
joking.
You know, I hear all this stuff and restaurants and all that kind of stuff.
Ed, do you know how hard it is to get in and out of Brown Stadium on game day? You're essentially in the same boat. There is one road to get into the stadium. One.
Yeah, but there's
and you got to go in front of Burke to get there.
Parking lots all over.
All right, you got to sign up. Sorry, Ed.
Bennigan's going nuts.
He's going crazy.
I protest.
Okay, go ahead.
Baskin of Phelps, senior correspondent, Ed from Medina. So, you know.
Thank you. We've depressed senior correspondent. 216-474-0092. I want to get to these rule changes. Baskin of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, can we get to these rule changes, please? Do we have enough time for this?
Well, you're the guy running the show. What are you telling me?
Jeff, I mean, I got to tell you, the conversation has been fascinating this morning. I really enjoyed it, and I want to know what people think. I do. Sometimes we are the voice of the people, and I feel that way.
Good Lord.
We got to find better town criers.
We're the voice of something. Not sure what.
Much like the things we avoid to walk in from our parking garage.
Our
parking area. All right, kickoff rule changes. Do we like it, my friend? Do we like it? That's my question for you. Might take a little time to explain this. But now we're looking at this rule change where and it's very similar to what the XFL did with some tweaks. So the kicker will stand out on the other side of the 50.
Yeah.
He'll put the ball up in the air.
Still on the 35. I think when Dan and I were looking at it yesterday, the XFL was kicking from the 30. I just wonder if they're still kicking from the 35 or they're just going to boot the ball out of the end zone?
If they boot the ball out of the end zone, Jeff, then this will not change the game.
Not at all.
It's just a matter of the setup. I don't know. Let me go to the end of this. Let me go to this. The I do declare part of this. It's the office. That's where I'm going. That's where I... The team in the fourth quarter that's losing and that would like to perform an onside kick must declare that they are going to do it. Then they'll reset the ball. Then the players will move back to their natural spots. And then we will go to a traditional onside kick. But you have to be losing.
Where you won't recover it. Anyway.
And it has to be in the fourth quarter. Does it have to be after the two-minute warning? I don't know. It's in the fourth quarter. That we know for sure. Okay? Are we good with that? Like, I don't know. Do I like the fact that you have to declare the onside kick?
Well, but don't they declare the onside kick almost every time they do an onside kick anyway?
By moving half your team to the other side?
Well, they can't do that anymore.
Right.
But by having your kicker line up and like, look at, like, the kicker in Waterboy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Who's my guy? Who's my guy? Oh, yeah, there it is. They almost always line up that way. Occasionally you can be creative about it, but now you have to declare. It does take the element of surprise out of it. Although most of the time the element of surprise is taken out of it anyway.
So in other words, after
you score the first touchdown of the game, Andy.
Right.
And you want to catch him by surprise. That's gone.
That's gone. Yeah. The kicking team will still kick from the 35-yard line, but players on the kicking team have to line up at the opponent's 40. Those players can't move, and the kicker can't cross the 50 until the ball hits the ground or a receiving player in the landing zone from the goal line to the 20 or end zone. Let me ask this then. Is the ball still alive? Like if the kickoff goes up in the air and let's just say – the receiving team chooses not to field the play. It's a live ball, isn't it? It's still a live ball on a kickoff there. The receiving team must have a minimum of 9 players lined up in the setup zone between the 30 and 35-yard lines with a maximum of 2 returners lined up in the landing zone. Do you think they'll go back to 2 returners? Is it beneficial to have 2 or 1?
There's been
1?
Some rumbling. See, here's the wide open thing, and we mentioned Dan Campbell earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is wide open. We don't know. He said they're studying XFL tape, and they're already looking at it and seeing where exactly can this be? What can we do? How can this be? I'm looking at 2023 XFL team scoring stats. Yes, I need to get out more. One kickoff return, according to this, and it's at footballdatabase.com. One kickoff return for a touchdown last season in 2023. And Andy, just so you know, it was the San Antonio Brahmas.
Oh, I was worried. You know, I had one of their jerseys and it never made it on time, so I never had to pay for it. It was nice. I got my money.
But there was only one. However, it also, the stat that it says here, according to CBS, the XFL had a 97% return rate compared to the NFL's 22%. So in other words, if you can bring the kickoff back to the NFL and make it a safer play at the same time, Andy, isn't that a win-win all the way around?
Yeah, I think so. No more fair catches on this rule too, Jeff. No more fair catches. So that the onside kick is also fourth quarter only. It doesn't have to, 2-minute warning has nothing to do with it. There are no onside kicks until the fourth quarter begins and the team is trailing, and the current onside kick rules would apply. So we would just go back to the old format. I'm okay with that. Kickoffs after safeties will be from the 20, and the kicker will have the option to use a tee, setup, and landing zones will not change. So we're not punting anymore? After safeties? Kickoffs after safeties will be from the 20, and the kicker will have the option to use a tee. All right. It's all sitting there. Last part of it. Penalties that carry over to kickoffs would only impact the spot of the kick, not the setup or the landing zones, and not where the players line up. I can't wait to see how this plays out, because I think there's going to be some goofy things that happen here.
Could be some really goofy stuff that happens.
So. All right, that's all there for you. Chris Ostenheimer, Chronicle Telegram. We're getting ready for Guardians opening night tomorrow night. Really? Wow. There's still cranes up downtown at their home. I hope that's out of the way before the team gets back home. 216-474-0092.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.